six, first six.
I know, you never kept.
I know, I did the same thing, I really looked over at it, I was like, hey. Oh, yes. Okay. I would like to call the cultural committee meeting to order. Time is 1:28. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's it.
And then Congressman, it's very, probably can hear this time, being up on the minds of the community, versus people are, it's good to, families represented, minimum uniform, rather than be always asking personally, just requesting that.
Okay, approval of minutes for September 9th.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made second to approve the minutes for September 9th, 2016, all of the papers say yes.
Yes.
Approved say no. So it is.
It's weird, it prints out it, it's okay, so put your draft.
That. Okay. I sent out an email to the, I'm sorry, and I will forward it to you guys. I was in a hurry and I did not include you on the email. Oh, yeah. So on the agenda for today is consideration of ONCA 1694, an act to provide appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,540,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw.
Health, if you share for.
He might have something for it.
Health smart guy.
Okay.
A new attorney. All right, Dr. Shaw, would you like to say anything at this time?
Well, I don't really have anything to add, you know, knowledge and presentation is not detailed in this bill.
Right.
Mainly because there's no support documentation. I've heard there's still information in here, we're not completely devoid of resources with which to at least survey the world. For example, there's, it looks like it consists of the, historic preservation and Washaji cultural, we've got several donations, tribal museum, grave protection and library services. So there's quite a bit of, more than one program represented here. So if you look at the individual program budget submitted on August the 26th, look at the financials that were sent. You can just pull it off the wiki. And then you look at the budget template, which is attached to the bill, you've got some information. So I don't have anything else to present it with except to make the suggestion or recommendation that we try to survey or look at this bill some, even though we know we don't have all the information required.
Okay, so I'm gonna thank you for that. I'm gonna go back real quick and what I was saying about the email that I mentioned this morning. And I did send that, I will forward that to the committee just so so you have a copy of that. I did receive a response similar to what Congressman Buffalo had received. So I will get that sent to you right away, but It was just stating that, you know, the directors are invited to come, just as in the last meeting, last Friday, where the assistant chief stated that all we have to do is invite them. So I invited them, and I received the response from Casey Johnson. Did respond saying team, the Osage Congress has issued subpoenas to the executive branch, which now causes all communications with the Osage Nation Congress to be a legal matter. Any communications with the Osage Nation Congress, including production of documents, must now be cleared through legal counsel. For further assistance, please contact me when necessary. And that is signed from Jason Zahn. And then I received a response from a director stating, per executive directive, I have forwarded your email to the executive office for a response. As though they're unable to respond without contacting the executive office. So, and then right after session, Assistant Chief Redcorn came back a few minutes later and stated that until after Wednesday, I believe, when did they say legal counsel? They can get with their legal counsel, he stated, until after Wednesday.
It would be after when, yes, the assistant principal chief dropped in earlier to let me know, because I had the first committee meeting with one of their budgets, that no one from the executive branch will be attending any of the committee meetings that have to do with budgets until at least Wednesday, later in the afternoon. So
right.
Any meetings before then, don't expect to see any of them present.
Right, he did say that to a Congresswoman Bubblehead, and I was in myself, but I was standing there, so. Congressman Michael?
Yes, I'd like to know, if anybody has this information, just who exactly is the legal counsel or talking about?
I don't know.
Is it an outside, or is it existing, like Terry Mason, or
I don't know. They have Dean Luthy, Terry, so I'm not sure anybody knows exactly who they're going to be using for their subpoena response or any of that. So.
Okay.
It is a question mark right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I did, in that email that I forwarded, it had the same document that Second Speaker forwarded to them, the template that Congress adopted in order to hopefully get answers to the questions that are asked in that document. So just whatever the committee wants to do at this point, you feel that we don't have information to move forward with this, any discussion, or as Congressman Shaw has stated, he would like to look over some of it. I personally don't feel that I have the information that I can to really formulate much. I know people have different opinions. Someone said that they might look at the program plans, and I have looked at the program plans. I think we briefly discussed that in last committee, and a lot of it says we need more money and more employees. And so I, without any further information than that, it's hard to go from there. So does anyone on the committee have ideas? We've heard from Congressman Shaw. Congressman Maker?
Well, I wonder if you have a comment. I personally don't feel that I could make a real good business decision to pass this budget out without additional documentation or data. That's just me. I don't feel like I can do my due diligence. As I am sworn to deal with people to be accountable for their revenue. That's my comment.
Thank you. And I will say that, Congressman Tillman, you were vocal this morning in your thoughts, and there was a couple of good good discussions and comments about that, because, you know, I discussed with you yesterday stating, okay, they're saying, you know, these subpoenas were issued just as Assistant Chief kind of mentioned this morning, like, well, we just got the form, right? And then you just run off and issue subpoenas to us. But the point was made, which I completely agree with, that's not the first time that we've asked. We've been asking for this information for about 6 weeks at least now. So I guess at this point, because we know that it is at least in the position of all the leaders of the executive branch, and then now the directors of each budget that falls within this division has in their possession the form that Congress adopted to answer some of those questions for us. Do we want to proceed with just that, waiting for those answers and seeing what happens after Wednesday for now? Or I know you mentioned you're ready for this committee to go ahead and issue subpoenas. I mean, I just kind of want to know where you guys are, because we could, who knows, we may play this game again for six more weeks, you know, or I mean, at least the rest of the session. So I don't know. We're kind of at the what if right now.
Well, I would just say, keeping consistent with the executive, their protocol now is that Wednesday will probably be disappointed again with however they're going to send over, who they're going to send over. I always look forward to, as division leader, speaking with people like Mr. Van Bickhorst, who is the director of the Cultural Center. He's gone.
He's resigned.
Well, just for example, he used to love to come over here and tell us what was going on with his program. He knows day by day. He does the trips, he does the classes, he does so many things. And so I didn't know that, but even the people from the museum, Catherine Redcorn, she would come over and it's her time to shine. She could tell us intricate details of all of the events that the museum had conducted throughout the year, even Moby Lookouts. He still remembers it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not the director anymore. So, but my point is, the directors would come, and it was a time for them to shine. But I will say, some directors dreaded coming over here because it was tough sometimes. Not all of them felt real good about coming over here, just not confident in the way they presented themselves. But I always thought it was a wonderful opportunity for the directors to overcome those barriers. And I think when they went through the experience that after it was done, it wasn't that bad. So it was a good learning tool for a lot of our directors. But I don't know how three people are going to be able to go into any kind of detail of the 50 plus programs with any accuracy at all. So I just told them to stand still where I left off this morning, and unfortunately it's just, it is what it is right now. But I would just say, so you make a motion to adjourn, you can vote for Wednesday.
Good, thanks. Okay, thank you. Does the head of the issue now, does that come like a blanket of subpoena, or is it just the one that went to the council?
The subpoena, the only one that's sort of that kind of affects across everyone is the one that was issued to Scott Johnson for the salaries. The marriage, so that for that scale, that affected all of us, all of our committees, and then beyond that, it was specific to the education department and budget at this time. Yeah. So, the information that comes back, yes, it could cover much of the. For the salaries that would affect our committee as well. But beyond that, if there were any questions, just any sort of budgetary questions, then we would need to wait to ask those, see what we get back on the questionnaire, or submit our own subpoenas that are specific to the cultural program division's budgets.
Okay.
So it's up to you guys. I mean, I'm...
I agree with Tom's opinion. I think we need to wait and see what maybe if there's any other elements. Whereas everybody's going to be like, it's a pity like crazy. I think we just need the comments, really, up in my opinion. Need to come up with one general subpoena that covers all the...
Well, that's the thing. That's the issue that we get into with all this whole back and forth, even when the motions that we made in the appropriations committee was we had to be very, very specific in the information that we wanted or we could expect to not receive it. And that's why at the time it said, you know, we keep talking about when I talked about the three bears, the being too broad and then being too narrow. They specifically said that motion, we don't know what you need because it was too broad. And now, so when we restated, now we don't know exactly what you're talking about because it's too narrow. And then we included the picture of what we wanted. So that's the thing, is I don't think that you couldn't come up with something that's just across the board. It's going to answer all the questions that each committee has, you know, would like to see, because all of their budgets aren't the same, their needs aren't the same. So.
Yeah.
I'm making a motion to postpone ONCA 1694 to the following chair.
Second. Okay, motion's been made and seconded to postpone. All those in favor say yes.
Just one more comment. Yes. I realize you heard from me earlier when I was presenting the bill again, but I just want to go on the record to say that I voted for the subpoena, and I still support the notion of getting more information than we've been given, even if it takes a subpoena. I'm in high hopes that the chief will give information, sufficient information, to allow us to do more than an adequate job and exercise due diligence, just like I stated earlier. But, you know, I see things, you know, there are still things to note about the budget that don't require the information that form to be filled, and I'm so disappointed that we're not doing any work at all on the budget. But the committee votes to postpone it, and that'd be the way it is. But I do want you to know there's one congressman who's ready to report based on the little information we have, and then take it at the end when we get the information.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, motion carries.
Yes.
Any votes say no?
No.
Okay, please note that Congressman Shaw was in there. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Without objection, we adjourn.
What's up?
Adele just called, and today is a case, sister and Miff's funeral over at Oto.
Oh.
And during